T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Bill, is Tom unbreakable? Were you worried about Tom skiing at all, Bill?
All right, wait a minute. So what does this have to do with the game now?
He's looking sharp, isn't he?
He's looking super sharp.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
There was a little bit of animation here from Coach Tom Izzo.
Get your ass back there, you f***ing goofball!
Izzo now having words with the freshman.
We're walking around. Get to the f***ing huddle!
Come on, this is unacceptable. You made your point.
He's still living in the 60s.
These jackasses on other networks complaining. Coach Izzo, you keep doing your thing.
Yell at me. Make me run.
Some breaking news out of Red Sox camp.
John Hyman tweeted this out.
Chris Sale and the Red Sox are nearing agreement on a contract extension that will keep the star left-hander in Boston.
I have a lot of faith and trust in the ownership and the brass here with the Red Sox.
Right now.
Why would you do is you take this and you move it over here?
Christian Fourier, he said this a couple years ago, and he's so right. The last thing,
John Hyman?
No, John Hyman. The last thing you want to see in life is somebody with a microphone and a camera from TMZ coming at you. And it's usually in Los Angeles because they're everywhere in L.A. So it happened. It happened last night. Bill Belichick, Linda Holiday, they were coming out of Craig's in Los Angeles, and there is TMZ. But this is unbelievable. Unlike anybody else I've ever seen, because, you know, you don't want to be an a-hole. So you sit there, and you know they're going to take that video and they're going to turn it upside down. They're going to make you look like an a-hole. So you're really careful and you try to be nice and you smile and you say a few things just to fend them off. Nope. Not a single word by Bill Belichick, even though they asked him questions, including Robert Kraft. Linda couldn't help herself. She answered.
Bill,
how are you?
So we're worried about Tom skiing.
Bill, is
Tom unbreakable?
Bill, you look so much younger in person. I thought you was, when I saw you coming in.
Were you worried about Tom skiing at all, Bill?
Bill,
please, Bill, just one each, Bill.
Is Tom unbreakable or what?
Tom, you look amazing, brother. How do you feel?
We never go in and I'll handle this.
No. Anything about Tom?
Any new recruits for the team? Like, you look very good. Though.
Really.
You look very good.
He's looking sharp, isn't he?
He's looking super sharp.
Yeah, he looks excellent tonight. You look amazing. I like the outfit.
You just came from vacation.
Bill.
Exfoliating.
The fun was
good. I'll be glad when it's a vacation.
Yeah, Bill. What do you think about Robert Kraft at all? Is he going to be all right? Should he take the plea deal?
What team do you fear this year to give you a challenge?
You think the Rams are going to give you a challenge?
Yeah, you think Odell Beckham trade going to be good?
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Holy. Bill, so Tom's going to be okay, right?
Yeah. Is it going to affect the team?
Is it going to make the video go away?
Like, are there five people?
Good night, you guys.
There were a lot. I tell you, that's incredible.
You're in West Hollywood, so
but isn't it usually just like one dude in the camera?
No, there were a bunch of.
It was like four or five of them
at least.
But you know, Bill was just like smiling. But Linda, she was probably like,
she loved it.
Yeah, this is cool.
The amount of questions.
Well, when they were saying Bill looked great, you know, they were saying you're foliated, you look great, and Bill, not even a smile, nothing. Okay, he is the most disciplined person when it comes to this stuff I have ever seen in my life.
Bill, exfoliating.
Because you know what? But if you answer one question, yeah, just to be nice, not to be an a-hole.
Kansas City would be good.
Right.
What's
going to happen with Kraft?
Yeah, right. We're on Rams.
It opens up the door for everything else. He won't go there.
Maybe we should take some advice. What if we did that to him when we talked to him during the season? We'll just keep peppering with just the most random, stupid questions. Right, actually, that's kind of what we do anyway.
Is Tom unbreakable or?
We'll just all ask him the same question over and over and over again, like one after another, like he's on TMZ.
Well, the one guy was his go-to question was, is Tom unbreakable?
Tom unbreakable?
How do you feel
what?
About him skiing? Did you see some video of him skiing, by the way?
Yeah.
No, I did
just
not.
The Lindsey Vonn thing, you know, talking about like bigger hills, more speed. And they had a video last night he posted of him actually skiing down this big mountain.
Well, maybe he is unbreakable. Maybe he's pliable.
I think that's for sure. That's not smart.
What's up, guys?
He's not comfortable.
He's thrown in everybody's face, too. And here's the thing with Bill. Eventually, I feel like Bill has kind of taken a page from Brady last year. Do you remember Bill having, I guess, this much fun? these many trips?
No.
In an offseason?
No, he's like this when he wins, yeah.
What do you mean when he wins?
When they win.
No.
He's different when they win versus when they lose.
Okay, so the last offseason Super Bowl they won, yes, when they beat the Atlanta Falcons.
That's
that was
right.
The last one they won.
They did a 28-3. They came back in the fourth quarter. I remember the James White.
There was not this victory tour beach LA.
Oh, I bet you you'll find there was.
Glenn. No, there wasn't. I'm telling you, no, there wasn't.
I'll find evidence where there
was. Go ahead. I'm glad you
look
said
it up.
That. You find it. Glue and I will talk.
Well, look it up.
No, look it up.
I'll find it after the. What do you want to do?
Take a break.
Hey, wasn't that the year they had like kind of like some little nudie photos of them lying out on the chairs?
Yes.
What was that?
It was looking super sharp.
It was Brady and Giselle. Yeah,
Brady
that's
Giselle.
Right.
Do you think Bill's hanging around?
Bill Newton.
I'm going to go to Italy.
Would you see those photos? See those photos last week from Barbados?
Bill's ass on the internet.
No. Yeah.
Did you see the photos last week? He had not been working out with Dante lately. I can tell you that. That
was it isn't. You know this is different.
I don't think it's that much different.
Like
there is.
No,
I'm the only one.
I think there's a huge difference, though,
I agree with you.
In a season in which they win and a season in which they lose.
I think there's one of those things where, like, you know, as the years go, Linda's looking for more in the offseason.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I give you time in the regular season. I need more in the offseason.
You give her no time.
Look at Lou trying to break down their relationship.
No, the first thing I thought, I said, okay, listen, if you're going to be married to a coach, if you're going to live that lifestyle, the offseason, as short as it is now, is the only time you can reconnect.
Yeah.
Get to know each other
again.
Take
care of business at 4:30. 4:30 is your phone calls. You get up early, take a couple calls. I do business for about an hour.
And look, I'm putting it in my pocket, turn it off. The ringer is off. It's just you and I.
Done.
We're gonna go, and I looked up this restaurant, Craig's. Whoa, why did we not find this place? This place is nice. This restaurant, Craig's, that he went to?
Well, we weren't getting per diem like Belichick was.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they were in West Hollywood. You used to live there, right?
I didn't live in West Hollywood, no. I lived in the Valley.
You hang out. You used to hang out in West Hollywood.
Yes.
It was a Valley girl.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. Don't be jealous.
All right, so the New York Times has got a big, huge piece here today. Robert Kraft awaits your judgment. And then they interview some people that know Kraft pretty well. So why don't we start with this one? We'll start with Tom Brady, and they, surprisingly, the New York Times talks about the connection between Donald Trump and Kraft and Tom Brady. I was surprised to read that. Mr. Brady is standing by his longtime friend. Quote, "I've been with the organization 19 years. I've been through a lot," Mr. Brady said. "He has been by me and supported me. That's hard to do these days. To have long-time relationships like we do is a challenge." Then it goes on to talk about Bledsoe. And now Bledsoe is coming out in strong support. There are a couple of lines by him.
He says, "It makes my skin crawl to see him being smeared this way." That was Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, pretty strong comments. And there are others in here. Some more Brady stuff in here, talking about after
how about, Larry King.
Larry King
is the best.
How is Larry King?
I'm not surprised.
You want to read it? Go ahead.
Oh gosh, where is it? Oh, now I lost
it.
All right, go ahead.
Casual friends of Mr. Kraft. I guess Larry is a casual friend.
Was it Gangster or Gangsta?
Say it, Larry. Say it like you mean it.
Think the public reaction is overblown. Quote, "I can understand someone being 77 and going to a massage parlor," said Larry King, who's 85. "He's an older man who finds himself with a need, and he gets that need satisfied. Why do we care?"
Johnny, the question is, how does it feel to be so fierce?
There's a lot of sense to that.
Mm. There is, and it's coming from an 85-year-old senior citizen who's a senior of Robert Kraft.
"Are you gay?"
He knows exactly what it's like. Who else is in here? Meek Mill is in here somewhere.
Meek says he's actually talked to him probably 30 times since the massage parlor scandal broke. Meek Mill.
Well, he owed it
and
to
Robert.
Him because didn't Meek Mill communicate with him when he was in prison, right?
I mean, 30 times. How long ago was this? Since it broke. When did it break? We were down in spring training a month ago.
Why would Robert Kraft communicate?
4 weeks to the day. And Meek Mill's talked to him 30 times.
He's dream chasers, but his new album is Champions.
Or is that one of those, exaggerated, probably talked to him maybe 10?
You know what? He probably called him 30 times and he said, does this mean I'm not getting my necklace back? Am I in trouble here?
Were you wearing my necklace?
Are you going to prison?
Is my necklace on that video?
Right.
See, Meek Mill goes in there with that
big ass necklace that said champions.
That is strange. Meek Mill said he had
Bill Block, Robert walking into the shot caller, and he's got
How many carats in your necklace? Champions chain on. I'm done.
Well, the one thing Meek Mill does get right, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in
there. Third time since then.
He said, and this is what we've been saying. They aligned his name with a different set of charges that weren't tied to him at all. The human trafficking. That's the biggest, that's the worst thing. I'm going to attach this incident to human trafficking, and you're going to be the face of it now. This is a lesson to everyone. Listen, I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care how important you are. I don't care how much money you have.
Isn't it amazing? And we're just handed this story, so we're kind of picking it up on the fly. Meek Mill's friends, including Mr. Kraft, talked to him frequently while he was in prison and were outraged by his situation. Mr. Kraft visited him in prison a year ago and spoke to the press about the injustice afterward. The NFL's inner circle is dominated by billionaires who lean to the right. Despite his friendship with Mr. Trump, who's mentioned numerous times in this piece.
Shocker.
Yep, Mr. Kraft is considered one of the more liberal owners, backing an array of progressive causes and voting Democratic more often than not. Well, Ed Markey gave him the money back, didn't he? $3,600, he sent it back. He is one of the biggest faces in America, and this is a smart guy saying to the world, this is a good kid, Meek Mill said. It was a big deal for me. So Meek Mill going out of his way here to defend Kraft, and the New York Times absolutely loves that. And then we got Kenny Chesney, so we're getting over to the country artist checking in right now. Chesney said he set me on a path, helped me see a blueprint for how to change the scale of my business and the scope of my touring life. Did he play, wasn't that the first place?
He played 19 times at Gillette.
I don't know, is that the first stadium
that he played at 19 times? He's doing it for 20 years.
That song sucks.
Yeah, he said Robert was the first NFL owner to take a chance on a guy from East Tennessee.
Kenny's awesome.
And he has lunch with him in his office every time he plays there. He's not playing this year.
I know, what's going on?
He's not playing this year.
Not happy about that.
I don't know.
Not gonna lie to you.
It's got something to do with.
No, it was already decided.
Oh, was it already decided?
Luna sucks. He already knew he wasn't coming. Nothing to do with this.
This should be our country.
Playing Fenway.
So there's some people who are being supportive. Not that it's going to do anything. The Larry King support probably will be big. Probably the judge will look at it and say, "Hey, if Larry King likes this guy, I like him." Right?
I mean, it is. At what point do you say Kraft is being bullied?
I think we've already said it.
Yeah, we're there.
Are you confident, because by saying some of these special interest groups and these advocacy groups, if you call them bullies, it's almost you are basically denying what happened and acting like the pain that some of these women that have to do this are going through.
Well, here's the question: what did happen? So if he just received, a little rub and tug, or he got himself oral sex,
yep.
And it happened on two occasions, or maybe it even happened more than that, but two that they obviously nailed him for, and both of the women that were involved in it, neither one of them were part of any human trafficking ring. Is there a problem? I mean, it's a misdemeanor in this country, right?
No, but it's now the opportunists come out of the woodwork. They all come out of the shadows. It's safe to come out now. They're like the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz. Come out!
Yeah, but the problem now is that
Here we go. You
have a lot of people with different agendas and they don't care. And we read some of the piece the other day with all of these people who are supportive right now that Kraft clearly...
Here they are. Here they come. They're coming for you, Mr. Kraft.
Did you call
here
for this?
Here they come.
You called
here come
this,
the Munchkins.
Call for this
I did not actually call for this. This is just Ryan being spot on with this one. Here they come. They're coming for you. Here they come.
It's got you written all over.
You name it. They got the lollipop gang, they got the mayor, they got everybody.
Right, so they got every group coming at
every group.
But the human trafficking thing is real, right? Except it may not be real in this case.
True.
All right? And if it's not real in this case, and we're talking about a consensual business arrangement, then the only thing that he should be dealing with is you can't do it in Florida, okay? You can't. It's soliciting prostitution, all right? Or it's a business arrangement, and you obviously are, you know, getting a sexual favor. But when you look at the bigger picture of all of this stuff, people are now using anything for their cause. So I can understand the human trafficking people. If human trafficking is involved here, they should be all over it. But now you have people who are putting their own special interest groups up front. This woman that we were mentioning the other day, Lisa Thompson, she went on with Kirk Minahan's podcast.
All Sports Talk, WEI, here in Boston.
There you go.
All of our New England affiliates.
Mm-hmm. She's part of the one who put the letter together, sent to Roger Goodell. Correct. 85 different signatures from different foundations or special interest groups.
And this is frightening when you listen what she says and what bothers her.
If you're in a state of sex trafficking, you're buying women who don't have any meaningful right to refuse consent. Whether you recognize it or not, they are experiencing your sexual engagement with them as rape. So for them, it's an experience of sexual rape.
So
I think the circumstances of who he was buying aggravates the circumstances to such an extent that he should be banished.
So you think Robert Kraft is a rapist?
Yeah.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
This is how that we read that letter. This is how she feels. So again, she feels prostitution is paid rape, rape as you go. You know, so she's talking about the human trafficking. Again, that piece that she wrote, there was quotes from women that, you know, were prostitutes that talked about their experiences and what these women are going through. There were quotes from people that pay for the sex. They're saying, hey, listen, once I give them money, their body's mine. I mean, they were saying some of these things, and it was like, okay, well, does it pertain to this individual case? Is that what these two women who are, one's a resident of New York, the other one of Florida, the two licensed massage therapists, they were not trafficking into this country. Did it happen in this case? Or are you just pleading your case against prostitution in this country? You know, so I don't know.
And the thing is that
that's her view. She looks as Robert Kraft as raping these two women.
So you think Robert Kraft is a rapist?
Yeah.
See, when you hear it, you're not changing her mind. You can't explain it away to her. You just kind of have to just deal with it.
Yeah, but this is what he's facing, Christian.
No, scary part.
So we're looking at it. If he went in just to get a little extra, okay? You can understand it. You can also say, okay, it's a little bit sleazy. What are you doing? But okay. But now this has taken into a whole different direction. I mean, as we were saying yesterday, the commissioner's not going to judge this on what his little sexual favor he got from these two women. He's going to judge it on the perception of how it's playing nationally toward the National Football League. And it's not playing well.
Yeah. And I have. You said yesterday that they're going to throw the book at him.
They're throwing
the
book at him.
And I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I was like four games. But when you sit there and you compare the comps to other players, and the one that I keep using is Ezekiel Elliott, who was not charged with anything. And he got six games.
Explain what he did.
Which one are we talking about? There was a college girl that accused him of doing some things he was never charged with.
Correct.
He had the float that he was on where he was groping some girl. We don't even know if it was his girlfriend.
Video, right, we do.
It could have been his girlfriend. He could have hooked up with it. Whatever, doesn't matter. It was a bad look. The Cowboys didn't like it. The NFL didn't like it. You're a star, a young star, right after your first year. We got to make sure if you're going to be the face of the NFL, you can't do this anymore. So they slap him with a suspension. I think it was six. I want to say they brought it down to four. So if they gave that to him for that, it is you started eight. You started eight games. And I think that's the reality of it. He cannot go easy on him. He cannot have this, okay, good old boy mentality where, you know, hey, can you give me a favor? Do me a solid right now. No.
No,
it's going to be significant.
To your point, Christian, so it was a high school girlfriend or a college girlfriend, domestic violence. She accused him of it. The NFL sent one of their investigators down, a woman, to interview this girl and to go over the facts of the case. Her report, when she came back, I don't believe the woman. I don't believe that he did anything wrong here. The NFL sent this woman to investigate a charge against one of their players. She came back.
Handpicked, by the way.
Yeah, and said that she didn't believe the witness. She didn't believe this happened and that he didn't do anything wrong. And they still gave him six games. So they don't care.
So think about the Players Association. If I'm the Players Association,
yeah,
and the commissioner comes back and he says, okay, we're going to suspend Kraft for 4 games, they're going to be up in arms.
Yes, they will.
And the media will as well.
Yes.
Because the media is going to be on the player's side. They're not going to be in the owner's side. And they're going to come out and say, this is unfair. The commissioner already said, I put the owners on a much higher standard, right? They have to appear on a much higher standard. And suddenly you're giving him only 4 games. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he gets a lot more than that. And if they even take away the whole season, is that fair? No, no, it's far too strict.
I think the full season is aggressive and it's too much. But
what happened to Sean
Payton? Well, Sean Payton was
it was an embarrassing situation for the league. Okay,
I didn't even think about Sean Payton. I'm trying to separate, but Sean Payton had
Bounty Gate.
They were putting up money to do harm
to another player.
Actually, Greg Williams was involved.
That is an excellent
example.
Thank you.
But at the same time. The league told them not to do it. They did it anyways. They tried to hide it. And then when they got called out, he got a full year for that.
So wait a minute. You're going to give Kraft
full
less
year.
The commissioner never told all the owners at the owners' meetings.
By the way, you're trying to harm the players on purpose. We're trying to protect the players. I'm trying to convince your players to do harm so you can gain some money.
I heard a lot of teams did.
And that's more
like
severe,
that.
Too, though.
Of course we did.
Thank you. But that's more severe. I mean, a coach off the field for an entire year?
Yeah, so
The owner off the year. It's like, hey, relax. We're taking coaches off the field for a year. We're taking players off the field for 6 or 4 or 5, whatever it is. Don't worry. But you're off the field for probably a year.
But he might be able to justify it. The commissioner might be able to justify it to Kraft and say, I'm going to really have to come down hard on you, Bob, because we're going to get a lot of heat on this. I get these special interest groups. This is a rough time right now. All right? Even though there's no abuse, you certainly didn't do anything physical to a woman. It's all kind of wrapped up into one package right now, and I'm dealing with it on all levels. So I've got to really throw the book at you. Let's face it. Jonathan can still run the organization. You just stay out of the limelight for a while. By staying out for a year or staying out for a good portion of the season and out of the limelight, it'll bury this thing. We'll get you back in, and then maybe next year you're right back in the limelight where we can get you into the Hall of Fame.
I know.
You deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it really, to me, and I don't care if people don't like it. It's a shame.
It really is a shame what they're doing to him. It is.
And I know what it's like, but I do agree with you. They kind of have to be heavy-handed with this. And maybe it's one of those things where
not because
of what he did. It's because you kind of shrug and say, this is just the world we live in now.
Yes.
And you don't deserve it because you don't. But I can't give you 4. I got to give you 8. So it's half the season. And I think that would be enough. And that would be more than enough.
And by the way, what damage is really done if an owner misses 6 games, 8 games, or even a season versus losing a player?
Right.
A significant player for 4 or 6 games. Brady for 4 games is a lot more significant than losing the owner for an entire year, because I hate to tell you, the family is still going to be in charge. He still can have some type of communication. You can't tell him that he can't communicate with his son.
And that's going to kill him, not being able to go there opening night, which there's no chance he's going to be there opening night, because he's going to get something. But whether it's a year or not, that's his punishment.
That's severe punishment for him. Plus, he's going to have to deal with this. I mean, how does he stay out of the public eye? This is a guy who, by the way, at 77 right now, he's really out there all the time, more so than he's ever been in his life. And now suddenly, he's going to have to go underground. Tim Anadik wants to talk about Kraft. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Christian, first of all, it wasn't a good point that Glenn made, a good analogy, because Sean Payton, what he was allowing to happen, affected the game on the field by trying to take players away. What Kraft did has nothing to do with the game itself.
It does to the business, though.
Well, Tim.
Absolutely, and I'm going to say 6 to 8 games. It shouldn't even be as much as Ursay in Indianapolis, but he's probably going to get a couple more games just so you can say, look, we punished Kraft even harder than Ursay, who was
all hopped up on drugs and alcohol.
Well, I would say that I would say that the comps are obviously owners, and the only one you have really is Ursay. But another employee in a power position that has a lot of exposure and people know who he is, that one of those, a person in an authority, authoritative position, I think is, and the backlash from Bountygate was severe. It was almost like, here's the other thing. How about the guys down in Miami?
That was even bigger Bullygate. Backlash.
There was a lot of advocacy groups, a lot of special interest groups that were coming to the defense of, what was the guy's name? Franklin? Oh, Jonathan Martin, who ended up leaving the team.
2 years later.
Who got railroaded, the position coach, the offensive line coach, got railroaded. Jim Turner got railroaded out of there because he wasn't able to, quote-unquote, control his offensive lineman.
Right, the OBC
that was
guy,
a joke.
Offensive lineman. But that
so
was
it's less about the act. It's more about the backlash.
Yeah, but that was, in the backlash was bad at that time because we were dealing with this with the youth of America. So it was sending a bad message out there. Even though we later found out that Jonathan Martin simply did not like football.
No.
Couldn't handle.
He was just as big of a problem.
Couldn't handle the culture of the National Football League.
I don't know if it was different or not, say 4 or 5 years ago when Ursay got arrested. Right? Because we know he got six game suspension.
Yeah.
He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. It was DUI. And he was also hopped up on Oxy and alcohol. He had $29,000 in cash. He had Oxy in his car.
He had that woman that died in his house that he owned.
But he pleaded guilty to DUI, and he got six games. So, I mean, you know as well as I do, I mean, drunk driving, that's a huge thing in this country.
Sure is. Takes somebody's life out.
And, I mean, so we've seen what this has caused, right? Human trafficking, special interest groups, prostitution, exploitation of women. Drunk driving is huge in this country as far as special interest groups go. And he got six games. And I really do think that's the difference between Indianapolis Colts and New England Patriots.
Yeah. I've spilled more than you've drank, right? Put it that way.
The attention of it, the name of it, Jim Ursay, Robert Kraft.
And the time too, Lou. And I'm not saying there's any good time.
5 years ago, saying, I don't know, drunk driving was, kidding me? People go nuts over that.
Yeah. No, there's no good time for that. But you're talking about a specific area right now where there's great emphasis.
Yeah.
And they're going to attach, and we're already seeing it, to the Me Too movement, even though this is not abuse. They're attaching human trafficking, even though we don't see any of that. You just heard this last woman, who is one of the special interest groups, they're attacking it, calling it rape.
So you think Robert Kraft is a rapist?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well. All right, 617-779-7937. That's our phone number right here in OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
If there's no sex trafficking proved, do you think at that point he should lose ownership?
I think he at least should have some severe penalties. There should be a substantial fine. And in fact, we actually said in our letter that we expect that the NFL will follow through with their procedure, that they'll undertake an investigation, that given the nature of the allegations involved, whatever evidence that the NFL collects, that at a minimum, we think there should be a six-game suspension. But assuming that the law enforcement case stands on its merits and that he does say that he's guilty, then I think banishment is definitely in order.
That's a little extreme. I think everybody knows it. But it's her cause.
That's Lisa Thompson. She's on Kirk's podcast, Enough About Me. It's unbelievable. She talks, too, about if an owner of an NFL team goes into a strip joint. She's got a problem with that. That they should lose the franchise for that. Are you kidding me?
So her moral standards are supposed to be the standards
that the NFL abides by?
You can't reason with crazy people. That's the first lesson in life. Don't bang your head against the wall. You'll never change your mind. And she's got a lot of people that agree with her. Would she be happy with a public caning? How about that? How would we do that? Take them out in the middle of the square, public caning, and then okay, you're back. Oh, you have an option. Yeah. 8 games or public caning. Yeah. Which one?
Don't believe
I want to get it over with.
Yeah. All right, back to the phone calls. Ray's in a car. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, Ray.
My basic question is this. You know, every player, when they get suspended, they don't get that paycheck, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, why not do the same thing with Robert Kraft? He gets a paycheck.
He will. They'll fine him. Makes.
Yeah, exactly. But make it really hefty of what he actually makes per game, per year, and then give him half a year, and then just make him do some community service in honor of the different allegations and things that have happened.
Well, he's going to do it as part of...
So what you're saying is you take the whatever they make per home game, right? 8 home games, yep. Whatever that yep. value is, that's yep. the fine, technically.
Yep.
They're not going to do that because you can't do that because that's not money that Kraft pockets. When you're doing it with a player, you're doing it against their salary. Kraft doesn't pocket all the profit for 8 games. That's not how it works.
He does profit a portion of it, his portion. And he gets paid just like anybody else. The Kraft family gets a portion at the end of the year.
Yeah, they're going to fine him. I hate to tell you, it's too complicated. They're going to fine him. They're going to fine him. Because the Patriots could simply sit there and say, well, what are you talking about? Those are you taking away from our expense line.
Hey, it's hefty, but at least he would still be able to come back halfway through the year and go back to his job just like anybody else in this world. Anybody else in this world, they get a fine, they do a little time, they do a little community service, and they're out.
Oh, no, he's not. Whoa, hold on, Ray.
Than anybody else.
Ray, he is not being treated like everybody else.
I know, that's the point, and that's what I'm trying to say is that you treat them like anybody else. You do a little time, you do a little community service, you give a little back.
There is no time.
You go back to your life.
That's not going to happen to him. And you just said maybe they should take away the 8 games of the profit of the team. So they don't do that to the common John out in the street that gets arrested for a misdemeanor.
If that happened to you, if you got caught up in this thing, would you be? What would happen here for
well,
you?
Well, we're in the public. We're in the public, so we would get embarrassed by it.
What would Joey do to you?
But you know what?
Misdemeanor.
I get relieved. I don't know. You'd have to ask Joey.
Well, what's the same issue?
He had a misdemeanor.
Okay. Right? Joey.
Both issues would be embarrassing.
Probably make me do part of the pregame show for the Red Sox. Yes.
Probably. Yeah, you probably have to do that. Yeah. Probably have to stay. You probably have to, some days, if the games go late, probably stay till 7.
Maybe. We're hot. Maybe. Something like that.
So, but I'll take that penalty. I'm not even kidding.
So do it this way, though. But leave us out.
I'm leaving you in here.
I know you are because you like that. But I wouldn't do this. Yeah, I've never done this in my life. And I can trust me now, okay? I will never, ever do it now. Because I know. No. When I'm 77, I won't be doing this.
Hey, ma'am, how's that grill?
But let's take one of the other names on that list and tell me what happens to them compared to what happens to
Robert Kraft. They lose profit of their company for at least 6 months.
No, yeah.
I mean, they
don't miss a day's work.
Glenn, we're talking about a misdemeanor. This is serious. Yeah. This is serious, serious stuff.
Serious,
you should lose millions.
Serious, my ass. Here's Rich in Newport. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Rich.
Everybody's talking about how many games you should get suspended, how big of a fine. People are losing sight of one fact. With his resources, this guy could get the best legal counsel there is.
He does.
He could get that video squashed and inadmissible.
I don't know about that.
He's it's possible he could. And if it happens, he's just a guy that got a back rub. That's all. You're going to suspend him for that?
Yes.
Come on.
They
come
will.
On.
But they will. You know that, Rich.
So you think if you're found innocent, you can't be suspended by the NFL?
Well, it's the Roethlisberger School of Thought. I get that. But what legal standing, really, would you have to say, well, we've got no video, it's his word.
There's no legal, Rich, you're missing the point. The legal standing doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. I know that. He's already lost his case in the eyes of the public.
No, because you go back to the players' union, like we just talked about, players' union. Yeah. They sit there and say, Ezekiel Elliott got 6 games. He wasn't found guilty of anything.
And again, it comes back to Roethlisberger that he supposedly didn't do anything, and he still got suspended. But I mean, if a guy just got a back rub, he just got a back rub.
You think he just got a back rub, Rich?
Back rub might be a little.
I don't think he did. But if you don't have the proof against me, and I'm Robert Kraft, that's what I'm saying. I got a back rub. You're going to suspend me for that, for God's sake?
Yeah, because it's putting...
right, so it, you're looking to get off on a technicality. Yeah,
it's putting the NFL in a bad light here. And it, unfortunately, he's in a high-profile position, and he's going to pay, as we just said, a bigger price than any of the other Johns on that list. Casey's in a car. Casey.
Look, I find myself screaming at the radio, special interest groups.
Christian pissing you off, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Special interest groups.
Oh, my God. I cannot take it. The man was charged with a misdemeanor. People are losing their cookies. I do not know what's going on in this country. When the special interest groups win each and every time, it drives you insane. And the other thing is, they should not win. They shouldn't be allowed to win. So when you guys
are... they're louder than you.
Yeah, they are.
They're louder than you.
Nobody's louder than me, but
okay. I like Casey.
Can you prove it?
Here's the thing. Even when you're talking about what Goodell's going to do and how he's going to probably bow to these special interest groups, these guys can't afford to do this. They are owners of a business. It is not, most of them are not public businesses. They should stand their ground. They have to, or they're so toast for the future.
But Casey, look at it this way. If you're a special interest group out there, and they are specifically that, they're not in the best interest of the mass audience out there. They're in the best interest of their little special group. If they get an opportunity to seize on something that is going to put a light on their cause, why wouldn't they do it? And they all do it, right?
They do it. I get it. But to then have them actually pressure the people they're trying to pressure, fine. You want to be heard? Be heard. But for everyone to start to bow down and kowtow to those groups is insanity.
Well, I agree with that. I feel like they're getting the attention that they want. Let them get their attention and move on. I don't think Roger Goodell, do you really think Roger Goodell is going to take this letter that they sent to him, signed by 85 different groups? You think that's going to have any impact whatsoever? I mean, we know that these letters are going out because it's Robert Kraft and it's local. But, you know, when Ray Rice did what he did, how many letters do you think he received? You know, when Adrian Peterson, you know, took the switch to his kid, how many letters did he receive? Did that play a role in the amount of suspension? Or did Goodell look at it and say, okay, whatever, we're going to do what we're going to do.
So how about this one?
No matter what I read.
Okay, so how about this one? If these special interest groups are able to put pressure on the sponsors, okay, then do you think the commissioner is going to react?
Yes.
Okay.
Then it's up to the sponsors to sit there and fight back.
Right, but the sponsor, but in a lot of cases, the sponsor, right, we know very well, the sponsors are trying to appeal to all of the audience. And so if there is a faction, albeit a small faction out there, that is putting pressure on them, they're going to bow out. They're going to back off because it's pressure. And none of them want to deal with pressure. And that's the problem now. Special interest groups are out there, but special interest groups in the past never got this attention before. They're getting it right now because the media is playing it up. And you've already seen it. The media, everywhere you go, is playing up all of these different groups that are chiming in on Robert Kraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all chiming in. Human trafficking. You got this woman that's dealing with, you know, that he raped this woman.
So you think Robert Kraft is a rapist?
Yeah.
So you've got all these special interest groups. How does anybody win in this situation?
I know. Actually, take Rick.
Rick is in Bellingham. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I'm listening about the punishment that the owner could get. You know, he's being held to a higher standard. Let's just say they give him 8 games, you know, and he gets suspended. And let's say halfway through the season, a major player goes to a rubbing target. So obviously he's going to get 4 games for hiring a prostitution. I think the NFL would be opening up a big can of worms by suspending Kraft X amount of games and then the players. I mean, let's admit it.
So we're having trouble hearing you because of the line. We need the bouncing ball in the background to hear him better. But are you saying that if a player were to do the exact same thing?
Well, let's say a player goes to, you know, he's away on, you know, on a Saturday night and
hits the massage parlor, okay, and absolutely gets a little extra, okay.
Yeah, and, all right. and he gets caught in a sting.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Me too.
Say 4 games because he went and got, you know, some relief,
and because a lot of the crap got eight games because he's held to the highest standard.
Well, we do have a precedent. We had Eugene Robinson, who did it on the night or two nights before.
The night before the Super Bowl.
Night before
played
the Super
in the game,
Bowl.
By the way.
Played in the game. Had no problem in the game. He was.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Got smoked by Denver.
he had plenty of energy. The rest of the team let him down. But nothing happened to him, correct?
No, he never got
a suspension.
Different time.
He's your color guy for the Carolina Panthers. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. So nothing happened to him.
No,
different time.
Not a single thing. Tom is in Maine. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Happy
Good, Tom.
Friday.
What's up?
I'm calling about if this would be another owner that this happened to.
Yeah.
It would be like, oh my God, tar and feather him now to take away his thing, take away everything. But because of that, Robert Kraft. All these people are all of a sudden lawyer experts and law experts and everything. It's getting to be worse than Deflategate and Spygate. It's going to go on for years and years and years. It's like, come on, guys.
So, Tom, do you think, are you saying that if it was another owner, we would be screaming from the Sellers team too?
I think all the fans here in New England,
really?
Fans would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we'd be laughing at it.
I don't think so.
I think we'd be laughing at it. Most people would be laughing at it. If you understood what it was.
Oh, no. We'd be laughing at it.
Oh, absolutely. You'd be laughing, but everybody would be saying they're guilty.
Tom, do you remember when.
Wait, who's not saying he's guilty of prostitution?
A lot of people are saying he's not guilty. People calling in and saying he was set up. It was entrapment. Oh, who asked for the money first? Did she ask for the money? Or
they're trying to play lawyer to try to get him off on it.
That's
what I'm saying. It's these people that are calling.
But they all know he did it. Everybody knows he did it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. Why didn't he just pick up the phone and say, hey, Rob Gronkowski, why don't you send me one of your friends, over to my place and, take care of me.
Oh, God.
Gronk's a pimp.
Hey, Gronk, you get some leftovers? I mean, come on. What are we talking about? I'm just amazed, though, that the New York Times decided that they were going to go out there and find people that were supportive of Robert Kraft, and they decide on talking to Larry King. Why? Because he's 85? They probably want to find out from Larry. So, Larry.
They're peers.
Yeah. He's 77. You're 85. What does an old guy do, you know, when he's lonely and, you know, he's having a little trouble? He's an older man.
Was it G-A-N-G-S-T-E-R or G-A-N-G-S-D-A?
Say it, Larry. Say it like you mean it.
He said, I can understand someone being 77 and going to a massage parlor. He's an older man who finds himself with a need, and he gets that need satisfied. So that's his own life lesson, right there.
Yeah. Why are we causing such a stink?
Larry King. Can you imagine Larry showing up in court as a character witness?
Same thing a few months ago.
All right, we got last call coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I will never, ever forget you guys.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
And I'll miss our time together.
Last Call.
It's been a pleasure. And I think I'll get out of here.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
And down the stretch they come.
Very special place in hell. Goodbye.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
The open is longer than Last Call itself. It's all sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You notice we didn't talk an awful lot about the NCAA tournament because if you're listening, you're watching the games right now. Congratulations to Virginia. Finally beat a 16
seed. Good for them.
71-56.
All right. Now they're going to pass that. Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah, though they trail for most of the game. Now, Mike Francesa in New York is a different audience. They're really into this NCAA tournament. He's been talking about it every day, breaking down the brackets, doing all the stuff. And so as we come to work prepared every single day with the, all of the topics we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
Mike showed up today, but he was missing something. He had no idea about the Tom Izzo story that was the biggest story in the NCAA
tournament.
Now, that
game was at 3 o'clock yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon.
Right. Pretty sure it was all over the place last night.
Right.
But, okay.
And the videos were everywhere, and I saw it on TV. I saw it on the internet. He needed a caller to tell him that Tom Izzo actually went out there and screamed at this kid, a freshman out there on the floor. And so he's lost, and the producers have to come into the studio to help him out.
I have to, again... it's hard for me. Mon, see if you can find it for me so I can look at it.
It's his producer.
Because I haven't seen the video. But again, I'm going to, unless it's something that I can't visualize, because I have not seen it. But again, him being, I mean, let's see if I'm going to look at it now.
Okay, so he's watching it now. Let's act like it's a golf tournament. Okay, he's watching it right now because he hasn't seen it. So he's going to get a live
reaction. You're on the radio, Mike.
Yeah, this is New York City.
Mike, you're supposed
Albuquerque,
to talk.
Is this real right now? Is this going on?
No, nobody edited this. You got a whisper.
No, he's just not talking.
So he's just looking.
He's good. Go talk amongst yourself, listeners.
Yeah. He's I'm just trying. Can't even hear him breathe.
You can hear him breathe.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Just listen. Wait, this is a... honestly, you didn't...
This was on the air today.
What the hell?
He's still watching it. And wait for
it. Boy, we've gotten so soft. You guys got to be kidding me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's it? 30 seconds? 30 seconds. The guy didn't know Tom Izzo blew up one of his players on the court when everybody is talking about it. It happened at 3 o'clock when he was on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
We should even see it.
You know what? We should try doing that one day where we don't study, we don't watch any games, don't watch any news, don't watch anything. And then we just come in here, open up the phone lines at 2 o'clock, and just throw any crap you want at us.
I feel
just
like we should try that. We'll call it a Mike Francesa challenge. Yeah. We don't talk to Ryan. We don't talk to Tyler. Everyone just watch whatever you think is relevant and important, and we'll see what you miss. Or you'll see what I miss.
I'll watch The Bachelorette. Okay, I'll do what you do on Mondays.
We need to do that.
We'll just show up because there's no chance they're going to sign Chris Sale to an extension or anything. So,
really?
Yep. No
it's too
chance
bad because I thought he was worth like about $145 million.
I think it's the right move,
years, right?
Do we have to get this? Do we have to get this okayed with?
With the company? The company? We'll ask Scal. I think he's running the company
now. All right, good.
All right, that's going to do it, boys. Have a great weekend. We're back. Who's on?
We don't have to spin the wheel. You know why? Can you believe this? Because we're going to the Red Sox.
We got Red Sox baseball coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.
We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.